Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. As we do every week, we've got a lot of information to share with you and a lot of things we want to tell you about. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the last weekend in March. I suspect you're spending a lot of time at home these days, as most of us are, but that's okay. If you've got a question about your home, your yard, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We certainly want to help you any way we can, especially to get through this really unusual time in our country right now. And you can reach out to us anytime, 800-946-4420. Certainly, emails are always welcome, and we've got some wonderful ones we're going to grab a hold of here in just a little bit. And you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. There's certainly been a lot of things that are happening throughout the country right now, and we don't want to dwell on it. I mean, I know that you're probably overwhelmed right now a little bit with some of the things that are taking place in the country and the uncertainty that we're all facing. One of the things that we know, as Joe mentioned a minute ago, that you're probably spending more time at home right now than maybe you ever have before. You know, during the holidays, maybe we spend a lot of time at home, but probably right now you're maybe getting a little stir crazy just kind of wondering.
Cabin fever, they call it.
Yeah, cabin fever. I was trying to think of that in some of the things there. So we want to maybe give you a few ideas along the way of some of the things you need to do. Joe, I guess, you know, when you are sitting around, especially people like you and I and most of our Today's Homeowner listeners, you just don't want to sit there. I mean, you feel like I remember times where maybe after a storm and you have that time where you can't really go anywhere or do anything,
right.
Or maybe
you're waiting for the power to come back on.
Right, you know, that kind of thing. You just one of the worst things you can do is just sit there and listen to the news over and over and over. I like to do something. And I like to move and accomplish a few things and get my mind off of some of the things that you just get battered with so much.
Yeah, well, if you ever said, well, I just don't have time to get to that repair or to fix that, well, now you have plenty of time, right? So it's a great time to, you know, check that list that you'd started, you know, maybe refine it, add a few things, see what you can do around the house. You know, it might be hard to even get out to get supplies, but, you know, maybe even if you just reorganize all your tools or all the building supplies you've been piling up, or check the paint cans, and you know, it's all those things that you just don't get time to do because you're too busy doing other things like leaving the house and going to work, which a lot of people aren't doing. It's a great time to spend time with family. If family has moved home, I know we have two adult children that are suddenly living with us again. And boy, they take up a lot of space. When they left, they didn't take up so much space. I need to start building onto the house, I think.
The toys are bigger now, yeah.
It's great to have them home safe. There's a great time to, you know, and if you have a if you were planning on a project coming up this spring or summer, building a deck or doing some exterior work, maybe now's a great time to do some research.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, work on a deck design, decide what kind of materials. You can research materials. It used to be, I'm putting wood on my deck and it's going to be pressure treated. That was your choice. But now, of course, there are dozens of choices. So yeah, I think there's a lot to do if you keep yourself busy and you're a little creative about it.
That's right. That's right. And no doubt about it. And again, you still get that gratification that comes along with it. You also may be maybe running a childcare around your house right now. All of a sudden, maybe a lot of the schools are out, you know, in many parts of the country, and the kids are going to get bored quicker than you are. So
that's for sure.
You know, I'll tell you, I would encourage you to drop by todayshomeowner.com and on our little search engine there, put in projects you can do with your kids. You might be surprised how many different things we have. One on there on how to build a simple little climbing wall. You can build it right in your backyard, and very safe for the kids to, you know, get a little physical activity there.
Don't put it on a fence, though, because they might escape. Then you got to go chase them through the neighborhood.
That's right. Yeah, you want to put it in the middle of the yard where they can't they can't break and run for it, you know, and to go get some ice cream. And so, you know, you have a lot of things that you can do with the kids, certainly, you know, little painting projects and different things that you can do. But we've got a lot of those ideas online, actually, in our recent today's homeowner newsletter, we had a lot of those recommendations as well. And we'd encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. It's perfectly free. You'll get it every week in your inbox. All you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com. Right on the front page, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for us. And we don't take your emails and spam around with a bunch of things. It's just strictly for that purpose, getting you that fresh, current information each and every week. Now, of course, a lot of people are spending their time cleaning, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there of really what will take care of killing some of the virus germs. Now, you know, you have a lot of commercial products out there, but Joe, it's just amazing to me all of the stories you're hearing about people going to the store and all right. of these things are gone. Of course, they're working hard to restock them and they're yep. changing things as much as they can. You hear the things about the greediness out there with people going in and getting
hoarding products,
just hoarding different products like that. I don't get that. But if you're in a situation where you found yourself that you just really don't have, you know, cleaning supplies that you feel like you need, we mention a lot of times about vinegar and water and splitting it 50-50, putting it in a spray bottle and using it for cleaners. That works extremely well, but we just wanted to make sure that you understood that will not take care of the coronavirus germs. It's great for cleaning a lot of things. It's really good, but and we also discourage you a lot of times to not use bleach. This is a situation that proper use of bleach might be your best way to go, certainly the least expensive way to go, but we're talking about when you have a gallon of water to put a third of a cup. So that's a third of a cup into a gallon of water to create the cleaning solution. Now, if you just wipe things down, that's really not enough. It's really advised by the officials and the CDC to apply this to the certain surfaces and then allow it to dry on its own. And so you really want to put a fair amount on these surfaces that you're concerned with. And, of course, bleach is bleach, whether you dilute it or not. So you have to be careful on what you put it on so that you're not causing any damage. But when you're talking about countertops, doorknobs, other areas that you're really looking at sanitizing, that works really, really well. Again, a third of a cup of bleach and 1 gallon of water. And, Joe, of course, a lot of people are recognizing rubbing alcohol. If
That's
it's
right.
strong enough, it's also very effective.
Yeah, you need at least 70%. And the rubbing alcohol, I checked in our closet in the bathroom, and it was like 98% or something like that. So, yeah, rubbing alcohol is great. You can use it straight. You don't have to dilute it and wipe down surfaces. And it actually works better than bleach in some cases. And if you're concerned about the smell, it dissipates really quickly. So you don't have to be worried about that. And it's, well, I was going to say it's really affordable, but I haven't bought it recently. So who knows how much it is these days. I don't know if there's a short supply of rubbing alcohol. It probably is different from state to state. But yeah, definitely get some rubbing alcohol. You can just dab it onto a cotton pad for small surfaces or put it in a spray bottle. We always talk about 1-quart spray bottle. You can buy them very affordably for $1 to $2 each and label it really clearly because, you know, most of these are clear and who knows what's in them once you pour it in. So write the little recipe on it if you're mixing 2 different things in that bottle, but write it right on the outside. But yeah, rubbing alcohol is ordinarily, if it's still affordable, a great way to kill germs on all surfaces.
And, you know, one of the things here we're hearing a lot about, and I just shake my head when I think about this, people lining up at the liquor stores to buy vodka to clean their house. Well, that is a myth. Vodka or other distilled spirits are not strong enough to kill the germs you need to be killing. So,
but who cares if you drink half the bottle and use the other half for rubbing?
That's the thing. Then you turn on your little karaoke app and you just forget about what's happening in the world.
That sounds like a myth started by the vodka manufacturers.
I think so too. So I mean, it does clean things, but not the level of cleaning that you need. And of course, you know, we always recommend the use of rubber gloves and just going to the full extreme right now, and maybe it does seem a little paranoid, paranoia or a little bit extreme, but it's not right now. That's what we all need to get in line. We all need to do our part. We're all in this together to really yep. try to figure out how we can emerge from this very, very unusual time in our careers, in our life, in our country. And I'm certainly an optimist, and I certainly feel like this will be something that'll be in our rearview mirror before long. Is that 2 weeks? Is that 2 months? It's hard to say.
Right. And you've heard this from everybody, and it's worth repeating. The most important thing you can do is just wash your hands. And all you need is soap and water. You don't need anything special. Soap and water for at least 20 seconds, which is like singing the happy birthday song twice. So that's what you have to do, and do it as often as possible.
That's right, exactly. So we want to be here to help, but more than anything, we want to keep a positive outlook on what's taking place. You're spending a lot of time at your home right now. We're going to sprinkle through the program a few little projects that you can do so that you can stay busy, stay motivated, and feel good about the one environment that you can truly affect, and that is your home. You're listening to Today's Homeowner. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Torlini. We'll be right back with some great home improvement information I guarantee you. You can use. Stay with us.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking for an easy DIY project? Here's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters. I'm Danny Lipford, and I'm here to tell you that the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deitch Coatings is a great stay-at-home project. This real stone countertop kit comes with everything needed to transform up to 40 square feet of surface space. Choose from 10 colors, and right now the kit is priced under $125 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us, and hope that we're providing you a little bit of an escape and a little bit of a break from all the things that have been happening in our country over the last few weeks. And we certainly want to say a special thank you to our stations all over the country. I know that you're really busy in providing the information to your local communities about all of the things we're dealing with. But we want to say a special hello to WILS AM 1320 in Lansing, Michigan.
And hello to General Manager Cindy Tuck. Thank you, Cindy, for carrying our show. Lansing, Danny, is located in central Michigan. It's a state capital home, and it's the home of Michigan State University, which is the only university in the nation with 3 medical schools. I'm not sure why they have 3 medical schools, but that's pretty interesting. I'm not sure I would have guessed that. But to everybody, all the Spartans and everyone else up in Lansing, welcome. And if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
That's right. We certainly will be glad to help you any way we can. And you can give us a call at 800-946-4420. Emails are always welcome. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to go right to the phone. Daryl is with us, and see if we can help you with your challenge you're having with your house. Welcome to the show.
I have an outdoor back porch that has a metal top with 2x6 trusses. I want to put a vinyl soffit underneath. Would adding insulation between the two help keep it cooler during the summer?
Well, I'll tell you that heat that radiates off of a metal roof like that can kind of bear down on your head there a good bit. Putting insulation there is a great idea. We really like mineral wool or stone wool insulation, a little harder to get, but is really good to have. And I would probably recommend that other than fiberglass, just because of the moisture retention and so forth that it has. But that will make a big difference. Now, how are you planning on holding that up?
Well, I was hoping if it was going to be standard insulation, I was just going to staple it up. But I don't know how the mineral wool or the other type, how I could fasten it to the top.
Yeah. Well, you can use little tension wires. Tension wires are easy enough, but I wouldn't leave any of it exposed because it will filter down. You know, some of the, if it's fiberglass, it'll definitely have some of the fibers that will filter down on you. It would need to be encapsulated in some way. Wouldn't recommend plastic because it does need to breathe. I've used Tyvek and a house wrap before because it does allow it to breathe. Okay. Still not very attractive when you look up and see that, you know, all the writing on it and that kind of thing. So might be worthwhile to use an inexpensive plywood that's going to provide you even more insulation from the heat that you would have on that metal roof.
Well, that sounds good. I'll give it a try. And I'll let you know how it works.
Yeah, Daryl, there's one other thing I was going to suggest. Is they do make a white elastomeric. It's called elastomeric roof coating.
Oh, yeah,
coating.
That's a good idea.
It's essentially paint, but it's especially made for exactly your situation. And you just roll or brush it on to the top of the roof, and it's supposed to reflect a lot of the heat. There's a company called Henry.
But it's like a white cool seal then.
Exactly. There's a company called Henry that makes a bunch of different products, but they make an elastomeric roof coating, and they call it DuraBrite, DuraBrite. And there are other companies that make it as well. That's just the one I'm familiar with. But that might be a good way to reflect some of that heat before it even gets to the insulation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
More than happy. Anything else comes up, just let us know. And best of luck on that, Daryl.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, absolutely. And, well, let's see here. This is March, and Joe had a good idea. That's pretty good.
Mark that down.
Yeah, man.
So now you don't have to tune in again until December. I'm going to get my next idea.
It is a red letter day here on today's Homeowner Radio. Well, so many people use metal. There's been such an interest in metal roofs over the years, and there's so many advantages to it. And, of course, we're proud to be associated with the Metal Roofing Alliance and able to provide you a lot of information. Because, you know, just like anything, Joe, just like insulation, like metal roofs, a lot of different things. There's always those little misconceptions out there that for some, I don't know how they get started and then they get repeated by people and it becomes like, this is the way it is. Well, no, it's not the way it is. So that's, it's fun when we're able to help people with any of those misconceptions like that to kind of knock it out.
Right. And with metal roofing, it's that, oh, it always rusts because every time I see a metal roof, it's rusted. Yeah. Well, that's a roof that was put on a barn, you know, 50 or 60 years ago, and that product you can't even buy anymore, you know, so the roofing itself has improved greatly.
Exactly. Here we go with some emails from Palisades, California. Lucy asks, "Hi, Danny and Joe, spring cleaning has begun. How can I clean years of yard grime and shrubbery debris off of my red brick house without damaging the bricks or the mortar? The shrubs were old and dying, so I had them removed, but now the crud really shows. What do you suggest?" Boy, you know, you think about bricks, you know, with that have somewhat of a smooth surface on a lot of them, and you think it just being not porous at all, but boy, you get vines and plants and so forth, boy, they will find their way in the pores of that wood, and
that's
it
right.
Can prove to be quite a challenge to get that brick looking like it did when it was new.
Yeah, well, the quickest and easiest way, of course, is use a pressure washer, and they make a house siding cleaner, or concentrated house siding cleaner that fits into the reservoir. And that would be the quickest and easiest way. I'm not sure Lucy doesn't mention how much of this brick she has to do, but that would certainly, that's what I would suggest first. You could rent a pressure wash if you don't have one. If you wanted to do it by hand, you can use oxygen bleach. We talk about oxygen bleach all the time. It's much better than chlorine bleach in that it doesn't evaporate as quickly, and it won't bleach your clothes if you get it on it, if you get any on you. You want to put 1 cup of oxygen bleach in 1 cup of hot water and stir it up to dissolve it, then just use a stiff bristle scrub brush and scrub away. That would definitely remove all that you have on the brick, and then let it dry. And, you know, I would then recommend sealing it, put on a clear masonry sealer, assuming this isn't painted or whatever, And then there you go. I think that's all you'd need to do.
Well, I'll tell you a good tip there. When you're cleaning brick or masonry or anything like that, if you will just lightly wet it down, just a little bit of water on it before you apply your cleaner, it allows it to work a little slower and more effectively. A lot of times if you put it on, especially during the summer, if you put on any type of cleaning solution, a lot of times it just will soak right in and you lose the effect of it. So
right.
Lightly misting, put it on there, then allow it to work, allow it to do its thing there for a little bit. And then, Joe, I'll tell you, getting a really good quality stiff nylon brush with extension handle. Yeah. Man, that could do a lot of work in a quick amount of time without a lot of elbow grease, just to kind of loosen up that dirt, then blast it away with the water hose or the pressure washer. I found that that's a lot more effective than just going out there and just start pressure washing.
Yeah. In fact, you just remind me of a simple solution I shared a while ago now, where you can buy small round nylon bristle brushes that have a single handle. Mm-hmm. Cut off the handle, drill a hole in the middle of it, in the middle of the brush itself, which is round, put a bolt through it, put a couple of nuts, and chuck it into a drill.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And it just, you know, saves you all that elbow grease. And, you know, if you get a powerful enough drill, you can really scrub surfaces just in a matter of minutes, as opposed to doing it by hand, which would take a lot longer and, of course, would require a lot more elbow grease.
Yeah. There's a lot of ways that you can cut down on the cleaning that you have to do around your house, because, boy, it can catch up with you really quick when you know, outside. And, you know, it's also frustrating. A lot of parts of the country, you might have vinyl siding and you go, that's it, I'm done, no more maintenance for me. But you will never see anybody on the building materials say no maintenance. They use the word low maintenance, which
low
means
maintenance, right.
You still have some things to do, because you really have to stay up on the vinyl siding, because it can really get to be very severe and really get to a point where you can't clean it off if you don't do it on a regular basis, maybe once a year. So that's one of those things with all the pollen floating around, and this time
right.
of the year
yep.
might be a good time.
Well, I used to be low maintenance. I don't know what happened, but I used to be low maintenance.
That's what your wife said. Hey, coming up, we have a lot of other things that may be happening around your house, like squeaky floors under your carpets. Is there anything you can do? We'll give you our opinion when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Brone.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Drywall repairs don't usually involve a lot of hard work. They just seem to take forever because of the drying time required by most joint compounds. But DAP's new fast drying spackling paste aims to change all of that. It allows you to finish 8 times faster than traditional heavyweight spackling compounds. This formula allows you to paint over repair in as little as 15 minutes after you apply it. Now, I've done a lot of drywall repairs, and believe me, that is really, really fast. Plus, it provides the same strength and durability of a traditional heavyweight spackling, and it comes ready to use straight out of the bucket with a smooth spread that won't shrink, crack, or sink into it. That generally means you have to put a second coat on. Of course, if it's a fairly deep crack, you might have to put a second coat, but with this drying time, that won't hold you up at all. So for more information on DAP's fast drying spackling paste, log on to homedepot.com. So that's one of those things, Joe. It's you know, we've talked about it before on some different methods, building material methods, and you
right.
take joint compound and you apply it. And, you know, the old school guys go, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Come back here. We can accelerate this. We have fast mud. We have this. We have that.
Right.
So when you have something like this with DAP, that can make that doorknob hole or that indentation
yep.
or that little repair you find that you need to do before you paint makes it almost a no-brainer.
Right. And if you're thinking, well, there have always been fast-setting compounds. Yeah, there have been, but a lot of them, they set so fast that there's always shrinkage.
Right.
And
yeah.
And some of them would crack because they dry so quickly. But now that this formula that DAP has come up with, you know, eliminates both those problems where it would shrink and then crack. And it's like, well, now I still have a repair to make.
That's right. Yeah.
So that was the trick, how to get it to dry, nice, flat, and smooth without shrinking.
There you go. Let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline right now. Jim is on the line with a little discussion about spray foam. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny.
What you got going on there in that attic?
Well, besides a lot of hot air,
That reminds me of my co-host, Joe Truini.
Yeah, a lot of hot air. He keeps me in the attic because I'm full of hot air.
There you go. Well, I'm planning on doing some air sealing and then after removing all the old insulation. But with a can foam sealer, I'm wondering if I need to leave the house. You know, I have cats, I have allergies, and I have a wife. And I don't want any of them to get sick. So
I like the way the wife came in third after you and the cat.
Me, the cat, and oh, yeah, my wife. That's right.
she's not listening, hopefully.
Okay.
Good.
Well, so now you're saying canned spray foam. Are you speaking of like the expandable foam and you're planning on going around and I assume sealing up around recessed lights and other penetrations in, you know, exhaust fans? Is that where you're headed with it?
Exactly, except for I'm hiring somebody. I can't do that myself.
Sure, yeah. Sure. But you're also, are you putting the spray foam under the underside of the decking of the roof as well to encapsulate the attic?
No, we're not going to go that far. We're doing the just regular insulation, but just the spray foam to seal off all the top plates and such.
Okay, I got you. Well, you know, there is a level of outgassing on that, but you're talking about a small quantity here, a relatively small quantity versus a full encapsulation of a attic space. When you said you were removing all of the insulation, that gave me the impression that maybe you were doing the foam insulation under the roof. So I'll tell you, you're not going to have, since you're talking about a fairly low volume, if you're just sealing up cables and sealing up different penetrations in the wall, always a good idea to ventilate it a little bit and maybe put a fan there to encourage that air circulation. But Joe, I don't really know if a full 24 hours would be necessary if it's just a few cans of foam here and there. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Jim. The recommendation is that you should leave the area for at least 24 hours after the spray foam has been installed because you don't want to be breathing those chemicals. But that's when, as Danny alluded to, that's when you're spraying like an entire floor of an attic or the ceiling, you know, between the rafters. You're doing like all the walls in your house before the sheetrock goes up. But for spot repairs or spot sealing that you're doing, especially since it's going to be in the attic, I don't think it'll be an issue at all. I don't think you have, I mean, I might not want to be there when they're actually spraying, but once they're done and that's cured enough to the touch that it's hard, maybe it's not fully cured and that might take a few hours. I think you can come back into the house. I don't think it would bother you, the cats, or eventually your wife. You know, I don't think that'd be an issue.
Awesome. I appreciate your help on this.
Yeah, sure.
Well, good. Our pleasure. And good proactive homeowner there to be able to try to seal that out. That will make a difference. And then when you put the insulation back in, it's that much better. So let us know if we can help you any other way. And best of luck on that.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Our pleasure. No problem at all. And
we should have mentioned, we didn't ask him how much insulation he has on the floor in the attic because, you know, we talk about it all the time here, Danny. You know, you can see the top of the joists. The ceiling joists, if you're up in your attic, you don't have enough insulation. You know, in most places, you need at least 14 to 16 inches, something like that. And it doesn't matter whether you live in Maine or Miami. You know, you need that much insulation in your attic.
And, you know, Joe, when we're talking about people having a lot of time on their hands right now, even though that's not the most glamorous project, man, if you're talking about saving money on your utility bills, that's the best time. That's the best money to spend and the best time to spend on your home is upgrading your attic insulation.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, right? If you're going to spend money to save energy, that's where you start. Putting insulation on the floor of your attic. And it's a very DIY friendly, and it's hard to do it wrong. Just get some unfaced insulation, meaning it doesn't have foil or paper on either surface, and roll it out on top of the existing insulation in your attic, going perpendicular. You don't want to go parallel with it because, of course, you want to seal up some of those gaps. But yeah, just add the insulation, and you'll start saving money immediately. Right, Dan? I mean, from as soon as you back yourself out of the attic, you're going to be saving money.
And if you don't feel like doing the entire attic, no big deal. Just get some insulation, whatever will fit in your car trunk or in the back of your truck, whatever time that you have, the money that you have available, and just do your master over your master bedroom, over your foyer, over your dining room, wherever. It's a step in the right direction of really driving those utility bills down, which everybody can appreciate that good news when you get the utility bill and it's cheaper than you thought. Hey, coming up, we are going to deal with how to work on quietening down some floors that are under carpet. Is it possible? Do you have to take the carpet up? Not really. We have a couple ideas that you might be able to try, well, this weekend. And you're getting all of this information from here on today's Homeowner Radio. The most current information, the most relevant, and the most practical you're going to find anywhere. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet and Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by TiteBond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, we're certainly glad you're spending a little bit of time with us, and we hope we can allow you to escape a little bit from all of the things that are happening on the news and in our country right now. It's a very serious matter, and we don't want to sweep it under the rug because it's real, but we certainly want to try to give you a little escape. You're spending a lot of time at home right now, right? Well, there's a lot of things that you can do around your house, and you don't have to get too aggressive with it, but maybe a few of those things you've been putting off, and maybe some of the organizational things, maybe a little bit of painting here and there. And Joe, just like you said, which I think is a great idea, is doing a little research and careful planning on any other project that you may have in mind.
Yeah, these days, of course, if you have a smartphone or a computer, doing research is really easy. You don't have to leave the house. You know, if you're self-isolated, I think that's the term, right? Self-isolated.
Yep.
You're staying home and avoiding crowds. It's a great way. And that can be pretty time-consuming. I'm often surprised when I go to research a building product for a new project I'm working on. You know, it might take me an hour or two. And I love it. I mean, it's time well spent, and you can really zero in on the exact product. And then from there, you can start zeroing in on who sells it to you for the best price.
That's right. And, you know, having access to the internet and having access to all that information is great, but it can be a little overwhelming. And really, and sometimes it just gets aggravating because you read this one and go, oh, okay. You read the next entry and it contradicts it almost completely. And you go, okay, wait a minute. That's why I really like to get to the industry, those that have the industry spokespersons and the industry articles that are, you know, really interpreting everything as an industry whole. That's a little bit better than someone, well, this is my opinion, and you go off in this direction or that direction.
Well, that's the one downside of the internet, right? You find information, you have no idea whether it was written last week or 10 years ago. You know, so that's why here at Today's Homeowner, we try to give you the freshest information we can get.
That's right. And I'm sure our next caller, Debbie in New Mexico, has probably done a little research, and she's trying to get down to facts here. So, Debbie, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house there.
Hello there. We live in a split-level home, and we have squeaks and creaks in the floors upstairs, especially in the hallways and in our bedroom. I wondered if there's a way to stop the floors from squeaking without pulling up the carpet.
Okay. Well, maybe. You know, there's ways that you can certainly improve it. I would never say that you can eliminate them all. But you know what happens a lot of times, and this is just strictly my opinion, but when a house is being built, of course, in New Mexico, maybe it's not quite as rainy as it is in some areas of the country. But, you know, when a house is being built, it takes a little while. At some point, a rain's coming through, and it's going to soak all of the wood that's there. Well, that's going to swell up that wood and maybe even pull the nails out just a bit. Well, the nails are not going to go back down unless they're pushed back down, or, you know, most of the time it's nails. You know, it's great when people use screws on floors like that. So that's where a lot of that a little slight separation between your subfloor and your ceiling joist occurs, and you have all you need is just a little space there for that squeak to occur. But now, when we've done a lot of renovations where carpet is being removed, particularly on the second floor, we use that as an opportunity to recommend to the homeowners to really screw that floor down really, really well with some
glue it and screw it.
Yeah, exactly. So really try to tie it down. But if you don't want to take the carpet up in that situation, Joe, I love that the little product. We've used it before and it's worked very well for us. Kind of has a funny little name, doesn't it?
Yeah, Debbie, Danny's referring to a product you may have heard of. It's called Squeak No More, and it's the perfect. It's a perfect name, and they spell squeak with like four or five E's. It's made by a company called O'Berry Enterprises, so you can look it up online. It's O-B-E-R-R-Y, and it's hard to describe it, but it's a kit that has special screws. And this fixture, this three-legged fixture, and what you do is you drive in the screw through the top of this fixture, so it presets it to a specific depth. Then you use this fixture to snap off the screw. So what happens is the screw snaps off flush or slightly below the plywood, right? And that screws down the plywood to the joist. Now, the trick is, well, how do I know where the joists are? Well, that, you know, there are several ways, you know, even just tapping with a hammer, trying to find the less hollow spot in the floor. And the joists are typically spaced 16 inches apart. So once you find one joist, and if you're having difficulty doing that, I mean, I would recommend pulling up the carpet in one corner, just take a peek under there. You should see a line of screws indicating where a joist is. And because this kit really works only, and this is true of almost any screw, if you can go through the plywood subfloor into a joist. If you're missing the joist, it's not going to pull that down, right? And I also showed a simple solution doing this with just trim head screws, which are a lot more affordable than buying this whole kit. Trim head screws are, they look like drywall screws, but they have little tiny heads. And you, again, you just drive them through flush with the plywood or a little below the plywood. You just have to be careful it doesn't get tangled up in any of the fibers of the carpeting, because of course you don't want to start unraveling that. So that's what I would suggest. Check out that Squeak No More product.
All right. That's definitely worth a try. I knew you all would know something to try. So.
Well, that's what it's designed for, and it should. It has worked very well for us in the past, so hopefully that'll help kind of quieten things down around the house there, Debbie. And thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Problem solution, that's what we do a lot, because there's a lot of problems that you have, some of them minor, some of them more major with a home. But when you break it down and look at different options and try a few things, then you can get to the solution on a lot of those. Speaking of solutions, one of the favorite parts of the entire Today's Homeowner Radio Show is when Joe shares our simple solution. That'll be coming up next, and we'll be able to actually share with you a number of other things before the end of this hour. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brone Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brone under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Glad to be with you each and every week here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Have to say a very special thanks to all the people that reached out to us this week. We got such great messaging on Facebook. We got a lot of people that engage with us on Instagram, Pinterest. Had some great tweets come in on Twitter, at Danny Lipford, and a lot of things that people send us letters, people send us emails. It is really a great Today's Homeowner community, and we appreciate each and every one of you that spend a little time with us. And one of the things that we hear a lot about is the simple solutions that Joe shares with us every week. Joe, I always look forward to each and every one of these, even though most of them I gave you. Most of them
yes.
That I thought about when I was driving down the old dusty road. But anyway, it's all yours at this point, so go ahead.
Thank you. You're so generous. You can't spend all your time singing when you're in a truck, so you're coming up with ideas for me. I appreciate
that. That's right.
Okay, here at Simple Solutions, we're often talking about how to upcycle as opposed to recycle plastic bottles and jugs. And here's one for an empty 1 gallon plastic milk jug. You can make a watering can out of it. And here's how you do that. First, you just take a 1/8 inch diameter drill bit and drill 3 or 4 holes into the plastic cap. And what you're creating is a sprinkler top. Now you can very easily and neatly water potted plants without fear of overwatering, because underwatering is almost as detrimental as overwatering. And so you just fill the bottle with water, screw on the cap after you've drilled the holes in it, and just give the bottle a little squeeze, and it comes out really, you can control it really easily. I shot a simple solution to this, a video that you can see online at Today's Homeowner. And the other thing I found is that we had a couple of potted plants and hanging plants, Danny, that were a little out of reach.
Uh-huh.
But if you squeeze that bottle hard enough, you can get a nice stream of water. It went at least 3 or 4 feet. So yeah. So there you go. I wasn't planning on that part of the simple solution, but it worked out well. So there's a great way to upcycle a plastic water or milk jug into a watering can.
Oh, what a lot of fun and very, very practical. And you can see over 500 simple solutions, 60-second versions on video featuring my buddy Joe Truini by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. There's certainly a lot of information all over Today's Homeowner, and we want to encourage you to drop by there anytime that you have a question. Also, if you're kind of looking for a little binge watching, maybe you're sitting there at home a little bit wondering what to watch, well, there's 20 seasons of Today's Homeowner television show on Amazon right now, Amazon Prime, and also very soon coming to Crackle and Crackle Plus, other streaming platforms. That'll be happening very, very soon. And, you know, there's a little bit of nostalgia there, Joe, when you look back on 20 years and see
yes.
how the show has progressed along. So we encourage you to...
You look back 5 years, you're nostalgic.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back 20.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, like, who is that person? Oh, wait, that's me.
Hey, we want to remind you that we're all in this together. We're all going to work real hard on the crisis that we're currently involved in here in this great country. Hey, we're strong. We know we can get past this one day at a time. Everything's going to be fine. We've got a tough road right now, but it'll get better as we move along. Now, if you're listening to a station right now that doesn't carry the second hour of Today's Homeowner, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com and you won't miss a thing. And don't forget about our podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcast, we're there. Hey, thank you so much for being with us during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.